Tamyena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Savitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vidam Dam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakam Vidamscha Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhanu Sita Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Trivyascha Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Padidana Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Maha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Chaitvita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 2, chapter 5, I believe, text number 12, 11. Yena swa rochisa bhishvam.
Yena swa rochisa bhishvam.
Rochitam rochayam yaham.
Rochitam rochayam.
Karko Gnir Gita Somo Karksha Graha Karaka Yena Swarochisa Vishvam
Yena Swarochisa Vishvam
Rochitam Rochayam Yaham
Rochitam Rochayam Yaham
Karko Gnir Gita Somo Karksha Graha Taraka.
Yena
Rochitam Vishvam. Rochitam Rochitam Yaham. Yitarkos Vir Yitasamo. Ladies, Yitarko Mir Yitasamo Yitaksha Drahataraka. Yena, by whom? Swaruchisha, by his own effulgence. Vishvam,
all the world.
Rochitam,
already created potentially.
Rochayami,
do manifest.
Aham,
I.
Yata,
as much.
Arka,
the sun.
Agni,
fire.
Yata,
as.
Soma,
the moon.
Yata,
as also.
Riksha,
the firmament.
Graha,
the influential planet.
Karaka,
the stars.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
I create after the Lord's creation by His personal effulgence, known as the Brahmajyoti, just as when the sun manifests its fire, the moon, the firmament, the influential planets, and the twinkling stars also manifest their brightness.
Srila Prabhupada's purport.
Lord Brahmaji said to Narada that his impression that Brahma was not the supreme authority in the creation was correct. Sometimes less intelligent men have the foolish impression that Brahma is the cause of all causes. But Narada wanted to clear the matter by the statements of Brahmaji, the supreme authority in the universe. As the decision of the Supreme Court of a state is final, similarly the judgment of Brahmaji, the supreme authority in the universe, is final in the Vedic process for acquiring knowledge. As we have already affirmed in the previous verse, Naradaji was a liberated soul. Therefore, he was not one of the less intelligent men who accept a false god or gods in their own ways. He represented himself as less intelligent and yet intelligently presented a doubt to be cleared by the supreme authority so that the uninformed might take note of it and be rightly informed about the intricacies of the creation and the creator. In this verse, Brahmaji clears up the wrong impression held by the less intelligent and affirms that he creates the universal variegatedness after potential creation by the glaring effulgence of the Lord Shri Krishna. Brahmaji has also separately given this statement in the Samhita known as the Brahma Samhita, where he says, Yasya Prabha Prabhavito Jagaranda Koti Kotish Vashesha Vasudadi Vibhuti Binam Tad Brahmanishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. I serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose transcendental bodily effulgence, known as the Brahmajyoti, which is unlimited, unfathomed, and all-pervasive, is the cause of the creation of unlimited number of planets, etc., with varieties of climates and specific conditions of life. The same statement is there in the Bhagavad Gita, 14:27. Lord Krishna is the background of the Brahma Jyoti, Brahmano hi pratishthaham. In the Nirukti, or Vedic literature, Vedic dictionary, the import of pratishta is mentioned as that which establishes. So the Brahmajyoti is not independent or self-sufficient. Lord Shri Krishna is ultimately the creator of the Brahma Jyoti. Mentioned in this verse as Swarochisa, or the effulgence of the transcendental body of the Lord. This Brahma Jyoti is all-pervading, and all creation is made possible by his potential power. Therefore, the Vedic hymns declare that everything that exists is being sustained by the Brahma Jyoti, Sarvam Kalvi Dibdam Brahma. Therefore, the potential seed of all creation is the Brahma Jyoti. And the same Brahma Jyoti, unlimited and unfathomed, is established by the Lord. Therefore, the Lord, Shri Krishna, is ultimately the supreme cause of all creation. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. One should not expect the Lord to create like a blacksmith with a hammer and other instruments. The Lord creates by his potencies. He has the multifarious potencies. Parashya Saktira Vividaiva Shruyate. Just as a small seed of a banyan fruit has the potency to create a big banyan tree, the Lord disseminates all varieties of seeds by his potential Brahma Jyoti, Swarochisa. And the seeds are made to develop by the watering process of persons like Brahma. Brahma cannot create the seeds, but he can manifest the seeds like into a tree, just as a gardener helps plants and orchards to grow by the watering process. The example cited here of the sun is very appropriate. In the material world, the sun is the cause of all illumination, fire, electricity, the rays of the moon, etc. All luminaries in the sky are creations of the sun. The sun is the creation of the Brahma Jyoti, and the Brahma Jyoti is the effulgence of the Lord. Thus, the ultimate cause of creation is the Lord. Text again. I create after the Lord's creation by his personal effulgence, known as the Brahma Jyoti. Just as when the sun manifests its fire, the moon, the firmament, the influential planets, and the twinkling stars also manifest their brightness. Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tiramane. Namaste Sarasvatundeve Gauravani Pajarane Nirvishesha Shrinivadi Paskadya De Saturne. Krishna has two kinds of pastimes. One pastime is Krishna's pastime in the material energy, and the other pastime is Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual energy. Of the two, Krishna's pastimes in the material energy are more important for the conditioned soul to hear about than Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual energy. This is a statement Prabhupada makes, that especially in the second canto, which is dedicated to, for the most part, Krishna's pastimes in the material energy, Prabhupada said this is actually more important for the conditioned souls to hear about than Krishna's pastimes in the internal energy. Because unless we are in the process of becoming free from our material misconceptions, then we don't know how to gain access to experience Krishna's pastimes in the internal energy. Krishna consciousness is not just an intellectual exercise. It's supposed to be an experience. And the experience is supposed to be prema bhakti, pure unalloyed love. Pure unalloyed love means to love everyone and everything. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva bhutastam atmanam sarva bhutani chatmani ikshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshanaha. yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam chamayi pashyati tasyaham na pranashami na chame na pranashyati. That the true yogi observes me in all beings and also sees everything, every being in Krishna. Indeed, the self-realized soul sees me, Krishna says, the same Supreme Lord everywhere. And for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. So according to Bhagavad Gita, Krishna manifests himself in five features as Ishvara, as Jiva, as Karma, as Prakriti, and as Kala, Prakriti, Karma. These are all manifestations of Krishna, and they're set up in such a way to help the conditioned soul come to three different stages: Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. So here, second canto especially deals with Sambandha. And what is the Sambandha? The Sambandha is ultimately to accept that Krishna is God. God meaning that he's the proprietor of everything, Ishvara. That if we accept Krishna as the proprietor of everything, then we can actually become liberated. Not only do we become liberated, but we can actually hear with submission. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, we only have really two problems in this world. And actually we only have two activities in the material world, because the material world is a problem. The first lecture I personally heard Srila Prabhupada give in Buffalo in 1969, when he came to visit, the first thing he said is that we only have two things to do in the material world. The material world is actually quite simple. We're only doing two things. We're hankering for what we don't have, and we're lamenting over what we lost or we didn't get. Simple life. Although it becomes sometimes a little complicated. Actually, what we're supposed to be doing is hankering for Krishna and lamenting over the fact that we don't have him. So hankering and lamentation is eternal. It's just that our hankering and lamentation in the material world is just misdirected. So our sambandha is meant to help us get free from this hankering and lamentation. Brahma, Buddha, Prasanatma, Nishoshiti, Nakangshiti, Samaksarveshu, Bhuteshu, Madbhaktim, Labhate, Param. That we can become peaceful, which is considered to be Prasanatma, or joyful, if we just give up hankering lamentation. Just like we're chanting japa, is probably one of the best times to observe how much we hanker and lament. And it's an opportunity also to observe Krishna. If we simply chant japa and we listen to the sound of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and we don't listen to our mind as it's rambling about all our problems that we had in the past, all the problems we have now, and all our future problems, and we just set them aside, then we can begin to chant japa offenselessly. Of course, if during the day we're busily offending devotees and doing everything that we're not supposed to be doing, then it'll be very difficult to curb the restless mind or to become detached from it. Therefore, Krishna says, when Arjuna was telling Arjuna how difficult it is, Chanchalam himana Krishna pramati balavadridam tasyaham nigraham manye vayor eva sadhiskuram. It is difficult to curb the restless mind, which is turbulent, obstinate, and very strong. But Krishna did not say, my dear Arjuna, you're in Maya. Chant Hare Krishna. He could have said that and said, any other questions? No, Krishna was a little bit sympathetic to Arjuna because Arjuna represents us. Therefore he said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Asamshayam Mahabaho, O great warrior, Mahabaho, O mighty armed. Yes, I sympathize. This mind is very difficult. It is undoubtedly difficult to curb the restless mind. But it is possible by suitable practice and detachment. So in the beginning, karma yoga, when we're lamenting and we're hankering, then we have to practice chanting Hare Krishna and give up hankering and lament. Giving up hankering and lamenting means that we have to see that these things are tuchava. They're insignificant. They're temporary. And we can only do that when we understand the eternal. That there's something better than this temporary problems that I have to face, that I have to solve. It is not that we neglect them, but it's not the only object of our meditation. Especially when we're chanting japa. If we can develop patience, and how do we develop patience? Understanding how Krishna is the proprietor of everything. How Krishna is the source of everything. Therefore, in the Chaturasloki verse of Bhagavad Gita, which summarizes the whole Bhagavad Gita, as there are many places where the Bhagavad Gita is summarized, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya pravo, matak sarvam pravartate, iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. That Krishna is the source of all the material and spiritual worlds. From him the entire creation is flowing. Therefore, there is nothing but Krishna here, and Krishna is all sweet. Although sometimes, as it says, Sat Krishna Nama Charitati Sutapta Vidya, when the conditioned soul is covered by avidya, by the jaundice of avidya, it appears that even the holy name is bitter. But the holy name is not bitter, we're bitter. And therefore we taste everything as bitter, including the holy name. But if we have suitable practice and we chant and emphasize the chanting, how to chant clearly, not as I've said in every class I've practically given in Mayapur, not schnick, schnick, ram, ram, day, 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 hey, kitty, kitty, hey, kitty, kitty. That is not the perfection of chanting, unless you're interested in attracting cats from the neighborhood. But that is not the purpose of the Maha Mantra. No, we have to chant clearly the holy name, and at the same time, we have to call out to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, just like a child calls for its mother, with some love, some priti, some affection. Then Krishna can give us, reveal himself to the extent that we can begin to see how actually I don't have to worry about anything. Krishna will take care of whatever I need. He'll carry what I lack and preserve what I have. Then when one is peacefully situated in Krishna consciousness, after one gives up this lamentation that I'm not God, and the hankering to become God, to have a nice, perfect material life, everything nice in my material life, then the result is we become a little patient and inquisitive, Is there something more? How can I experience the happiness and the ecstasy that's given, that's promised to us by the pure chanting of the holy name? So then one becomes jignasu. And if one hears from the right source, in the right attitude, then gradually one will come to the platform of liberation. And one can chant Hare Krishna without disturbance. And at the same time, more and more and more concentrate on chanting with love and attention. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book that the art of Krishna consciousness is the art of focusing one's attention and giving one's love to Krishna. So therefore this sambandha is so important. Because as Srila Rupa Goswami says, utsaha nischaya daryat tat tat karma pravartana sangha tyaga sato vrite shadvira bhaktir pranashiti. So utsaha, we have to become enthusiastic. Or as Krishna says, priti purvakam. So we want Krishna to help us, to give us intelligence. Tesham satatam yuktanam bhajantam priti purvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted to worshipping him with love, Krishna gives the intelligence by which one can come to him to make progress. To see everything properly. So we're not only trying to hear our scriptures, we're trying to see our scriptures. And that comes from Krishna giving us the vision, the experience, the vigyan, the realization. So we're not only reading scriptures, we're experiencing them. We're seeing them with our eyes. We're hearing them when others are talking. We're smelling them. We're tasting them in the water. We're seeing them as the sun and the moon in the sky. We're in Krishna consciousness, remembering Krishna. Seeing everyone and everything in relation to Krishna. So this we want to obtain. This is priti purvakam, Krishna says. He gives that intelligence if one is doing his activities with care and attention. So tesham satatam, always engage in devotional service. So that always engage in devotional service means to accept everything here belongs to Krishna. And then I have nothing to hanker for here, and I have nothing to lament about, except I should hanker for Krishna and lament that I'm being deviated by so many different material desires from obtaining Krishna. Then one patiently can hear about Krishna, especially hear Krishna's pastimes in the internal external energy, how Krishna is tricking us through his material energy when we want to be tricked, how Maya is there, that as soon as we turn our face away from Krishna, Krishna bhaya mukha bhogavancha tare nikatasta tare japiti adari. Maya is right there to help us fall into Maya. Maya says, just fall into my hands and I'll catch you. Oh, sorry. And Krishna is there if we take shelter of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra and develop the right attitude. Everything depends upon understanding how great Krishna is. In the beginning, we can't understand Krishna's sweetness because we can't taste it. We can hear about it. Govindam adi purusham tamahang bhujami venam kwanantam aravinda dalaya taksham barhavatam sasvitam buddhasungarangam kandarpakoti kamaniya vishesha sobam Govindamadi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. We can hear about it, but we might not taste it. It's there, just like the big feast is served for a big festival, like Gaur Purnima is coming up, and there should be a big feast for all the devotees. But if we go to the feast and we have a glove on our tongue, then it's going to be very difficult to appreciate the feast. Everyone else is smiling and everyone's looking at us. What's wrong with you? Well, you know, my tongue was a little cold and I put this glove on it and I can't take it off. And somehow or another, things don't taste as sweet as everyone claims they are. So if we're covered by avidya, ignorance, it is very difficult to taste the sweetness of Krishna. But we can observe Krishna, how Krishna is moving the sun, how Krishna is moving the moon. Yats chaksha esha savitasa kala grahanam rajasamasa suramurte sheshiteja yas yagaya brahmati samrita kala chakra govindam adi purusham tamaham vijam. We can observe the sun's rising at a certain time, the sun's setting at a certain time. How wonderful! The sun is giving us unlimited heat and light. And it is not by accident. It is by the divine power of the Supreme Lord. We can see His majesty and His opulence. And therefore, we should become a little bit reverent, a little humble. Our problem is we're not humble. We think we're this body. And we think all the glories of this body, those are our glories. Or I'll tell an analogy I usually tell in Mayapur, that we get up in the morning and we look in the mirror and we ask the mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the greatest of them all? And for all of us, we get the same answer. My dearest soul, after so many lifetimes, finally, you've gotten the Sukriti to see the supreme deity in the mirror. So please, I beg you, please, for your own good, for your welfare and happiness, serve that deity in the mirror with undeviated, unalloyed devotion today. And the soul, in its heart, it feels a surge of enthusiasm for service. This is what I'm missing, is that service attitude towards my worshipful deity. I must increase it and follow all those other acharyas who are serving the deity better than I am. And if we're a little pious, then we take a shower in the name of Abhishek. Then very carefully, with care and attention, we dress the deity. We decorate the deity. We put perfume or cologne on the deity to attract our devotees. We offer the deity five kinds of foodstuff. And then this empowered deity, goes out into the world to spread its glories all over the world. In the name of Sankirtan. Hoping that in the future many conditioned souls will write their stories about the pastimes of my deity. So we're all deity worshippers. We're used to paying care and attention to worshiping our deity. It's just that now we've chosen the wrong one, that's all. But if we can see the real deity, how we can do something, we can light a match, and Krishna can light the sun. A little bit different between our deity and the real deity, the worshipful deity. So if we just observe the material world, how Krishna, Rasaham Apsnu Kuntiya Prabhasi Shasi Suryo Pranarva Sarvavedeshu Shabdake Purusham Nrishu. There's so many opportunities to observe Krishna in the world. He's the taste in water. Where did the taste come from? My mother didn't put it there. She gave me water when I was younger, but she couldn't put any taste in it, especially from the tap. Well, there was a taste in it, but it wasn't pure taste. Who put the sun in the orbit? The light of the sun and the moon. So this is reflection. That will make us a little humble that Krishna is so kind. He's put taste in the water. He's given us the sun and the moon. He's given us the fire of digestion. Everyone likes to eat. Everyone likes prasadam, especially the devotees. If we want to find out how many devotees are in the temple, we can't find out at Mangal Arati in most temples. We can't find out in the Bhagavatam class, but we can find out who's a member of the temple during prasadam. But that only works if our fire of digestion is working. So who's created this fire of digestion? Krishna says, I am the fire of digestion, by which one can digest 4 or 5 kinds of foodstuffs. So we must appreciate Krishna, how he's working within our lives, even our so-called material lives. And that will make us humble. Try to appreciate that Krishna has given us so many wonderful things here. Even though we're spending our time here trying to forget him, he's helping us in so many ways to forget him. He's so kind. Because without his mercy, called Maya, we cannot forget him. But if we want to, we could also remember him. If we take prasadam and we do something unusual, like chew it, so we realize what we're doing, and then meditate that this is Krishna's mercy. Remember Krishna. Feel some appreciation. Instead of thinking, oh, this carrot is on my plate, and I'm the lord of the carrot. The carrot came from Argentina, so actually I'm the lord of part of Argentina. By my command, the carrot came. And now I'm going to eat the carrot. I'm going to eat it for the fire of sacrifice in my stomach. And after the sacrifice, I'm going to become empowered to eat more carrots. And maybe broccoli in the future. Broccoli, potatoes, carrots, who knows? Maybe one day I'll eat the whole world. So this mentality, even in eating, that this is Krishna's mercy, this is prasadam, I should honor it and remember Krishna. Then in that fire of Krishna consciousness, then it'll burn away all the reactions of my sinful activities, trying to lord it over and enjoy the material world. Instead, I'll develop an attitude of service. And that attitude of service to Krishna allows Krishna to reveal himself to me. So it begins with accepting that carrot belongs to Krishna, the plate belongs to Krishna, the devotee who offered me the prasadam belongs to Krishna. Everything is coming from Krishna by his mercy. Then I might become inquisitive. If Krishna is so kind, he's giving me this energy through the carrot, how should I utilize it in his service? And therefore, tadvidi pranipatena pari prashnena sevaya upadeshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshanaha. Then I'll become inquisitive. Krishna is so kind, I'd like to meet him. I'd like to understand him. How do I do it? I have to approach someone who knows more about Krishna than I do, who knows more about how to approach Krishna. I become inquisitive because I get a higher taste. Even the higher taste is I become free from anxiety over hankering and lamentation. And I accept that this is Krishna's and Krishna's mercy. then I'll become inquisitive. How can I actually get to know Krishna? How can I experience him more? And that's called jignasu. So therefore, we have to see the devotees. We have to hear from the devotees how they're experiencing Krishna, how what they're doing to get different higher and higher and higher experiences of Krishna. And then what will we learn? That if we follow Krishna's instructions and the instructions of his representatives, then the result is that we'll actually remember Krishna. And therefore, Prabhupada writes in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, verse number 57, this word matparaha is very important in this verse, that one should have no goal in life save and except to act for Krishna. Then we'll become determined. Instead of my mind, my dear mind, I'm bored, what should I do? Oh, I got so many things for you to do. There's so much time, don't worry. You're eternal. You can be in Maya forever. And at the end of Kali Yuga, when someone's little pygmy is running after you, you'll chant Hare Krishna really sincerely. Everything will be fine. When we're actually fixed in service, then we'll actually, Krishna will reveal to us, the Dami Buddhi Yogam Tam, how to do everything for Krishna. Tesham Sadatam Yuktanam. And then with Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. This word Matparaha is very important in this verse. One should have no goal in life save and except to act for Krishna. And one should think only. There's only one thing we have to think about. I've been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna. If we go through the process of seeing how everyone and everything belongs to Krishna, and we agree to serve Krishna, especially the verse, Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Aigai Guruhana Tari Desh, especially that verse, we have one relationship with everyone. Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayoa Dasa Dasa Anudasa. The only thing we are is a servant of Krishna's servants. And everyone is Krishna's servant. Therefore, not that everyone is equally serving Krishna in this material world, therefore we have to learn discrimination, but that discrimination is not meant for criticism. It's meant for developing our love and our service towards all living entities. Therefore, we have to learn how to discriminate how all living entities are engaged in Krishna's service and learn how to help them and inspire them to come closer and closer to Krishna. So whoever we meet, we try to tell them about Krishna in some way or another. We try to help them develop their relationship with Krishna, how they can focus their mind and give their love and service to Krishna. That I've been appointed this discharge of particular duty by Krishna, and I'm doing it just to please him. If we try in every instance to serve him, then Krishna will become more and more pleased with us. And when we experience how sweet Krishna is, how sweet Krishna's devotees are, how sweet Krishna's creation is, Sukham, what is that? Vishvam Sukham Sukhayate, that the whole world appears sweet and lovable. When we come to that platform, then we'll experience Krishna's sweetness by Krishna will automatically come into our memory. We won't have to try and dredge our memory for Krishna. Krishna will appear. We'll attract Krishna to appear, Krishna Akarshini, and then the whole world will become wonderful and will become a perfect instrument for Krishna and will be able to do things most effectively to spread Krishna consciousness. When Vidura, Maharaj Vidura, came back from pilgrimage, Maharaj Yudhisthira greeted him with these words: Bhavan vidas bhagavatas tirtha bhutak swayam vibho tirtha kuravanti tirthani swantak stena katabhritaha. That saints like yourself are holy places of pilgrimage. Because wherever you go, you turn that place into a place of pilgrimage because you carry the Lord within your heart. So this is our means of spreading Krishna consciousness, our primary means. It's following the process, whether it be through kirtan or book distribution or deity worship or serving the devotees, to follow the process by which Krishna becomes Krishna Karshini. We attract Krishna to come into our heart so that we carry the spiritual world in our heart. So wherever we go, we turn that place into a place of pilgrimage. This is the Krishna's spiritual potency. It is the potency, spiritual potency of our acharyas that we are bestowed upon us by our sincere service to serve them, to serve Krishna, and to serve the acharyas, and to serve their representatives. Then Krishna will bestow the spiritual world. He'll enter the spiritual world, and Krishna will enter into our heart. And wherever we go, that place will turn into a place of pilgrimage, and people will become attracted to what we have to hear, or what we have to say. So that was Srila Prabhupada. He was like the sun, Krishna Surya Sama Maha Andakar. Wherever he went, he brought Krishna there. He brought the spiritual world. And those who were a little pious, they experienced that and became attracted to Krishna consciousness. Those who weren't running away from Krishna in Srila Prabhupada's presence, they were running towards Krishna. So that's what we have to do. As Prabhupada said, we should make plans that throughout the 24 hours a day, we cannot help but think of Krishna. And then Lord Krishna's promise is that Krishna will appear in our heart and we'll be able to go back to him. So I'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Any questions or comments? What's that? Well, I'm just trying to repeat what Srila Prabhupada said and what he's trying to tell me. But we have an excellent audience, so that's why I'm able to say something. Any questions? Yes, here's a question.
Maharaj, how to feel that Lord is in every particle?
That the Lord is what?
In every particle.
In every. Well, at least we should see him in the particles of prasadam. Other than that, I don't think we're about to see Krishna in every particle. We should at least see him in the combination of particles called devotees.
No, I mean to say how to feel it, how to realize it.
Chant Hare Krishna. And try to feel Krishna's presence in the holy name. Then we'll feel Krishna's presence everywhere and always. As our heart becomes purified, then we realize that everyone and everything is simply a manifestation of Krishna, and everything will become sweet. We'll be able to feel happiness everywhere. We'll be able to taste the happiness that everyone has, that exists in everything, if our hearts become purified. Anything else?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, as you told that our mind should be spontaneously being attracted toward Krishna when we are humble and we are having this mood that everything belongs to him, he is the control and joy. But most often it doesn't happen like with me. So, is it okay to deliberately, focus upon the form of Krishna and try to bring mind upon the form of Krishna?
Well, of course, it's certainly better than bringing your mind on the form of other things. So,
Krishna.
We have to withdraw it, as Krishna says, Shanai Shanaro Paramat Buddhya Drita Grihitaya Atma Samstamana Kritva Na Kinshit Api Chintaya Kato Inito Nishtalati Manakchanchalam Astiram Tatasato Niyam Nyaitat Atmanyeva Nishamnayat. Gradually, step by step, with full conviction, once you become situated in trance, by means of intelligence, sustained with full determination, and thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else. From wherever the mind wanders to, due to its flickering, unsteady nature, one should withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So yes, but not when we're chanting japa, because Krishna is there when we're chanting japa. He's there in the holy name. So if Krishna walks in to this room right now, because he did happen to come here, he didn't have to walk here. But if he decided to walk off the altar and we're chanting japa, we wouldn't think, oh, Krishna. Wouldn't. Automatically, we'd pay attention to Krishna. We wouldn't try to meditate on him. We'd see him, just like Dhruva Maharaj. He was meditating upon Krishna. When Prishnigarbha, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu appeared, then his meditation broke and he saw Krishna right there. So the holy name is Krishna, Radhan Krishna. So we should focus, try to feel Krishna's presence in the holy name by focusing our attention, giving our love to the holy name. And then Krishna will spontaneously appear in our remembrance. He'll manifest himself. But other than that, we should try to see through the scriptures and see how every form is actually Krishna's form. Sarabhutta, what is that? That the super soul exists in all beings and also sees every being in me. Indeed, the self-realized soul sees me, the same Supreme Lord, everywhere. As I quoted before, sarvatapani padam tat sarvatashishro mukam sarvata shutimala loke sarma vritti dishtate. Everywhere is its hands and legs and eyes and faces. In this way the super soul exists everywhere. So we should see that what's happening, what we're seeing, is not simply some material body out of nothing, which was manifested out of nothing. No, we should see that the soul, the super soul is accompanying every soul, and that by their presence this body seems to be alive. And the energy that this body is made of is coming from Krishna. It's coming from his Brahma Jyoti, the different elements. So all I'm doing is seeing Krishna's forms everywhere. So that's a better way of seeing, rather than trying to become a yogi and trying to meditate. And artificially, well, try to see Krishna within the heart. We can see Krishna everywhere, not only in the heart, but everywhere. Thank you. One last question. Yes.
Maharaj, thanks for beautiful lecture. Maharaj, like as you said in lecture, one should be humble. So, how can one become humble, and what actually it means by being humble?
Well, as I've said many times, when they asked Prabhupada, one devotee said, Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen. And Srila Prabhupada's response was, you're not the most anything. Another time a devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen. And Srila Prabhupada said, if you're the most fallen, then why don't you do something about it? So humble means we follow the process. We accept I'm not the proprietor. Krishna is the proprietor. I'm not the enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer. Krishna is the most attractive. He's the most lovable, unlimitedly lovable and attractive, unlimitedly sweet. I'm not the most unlimitedly sweet and attractive. Then when we realize how wonderful Krishna is, then we'll see we're insignificant. Then we don't have to try to become humble. We'll spontaneously become humble. Thank you very much. Krandaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.
Dear devotees, Vaisheshika Prabhu ask if anyone has not given their information and payment details for their sponsorship of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, please talk to me. I'll be right there. Thank you.